This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The government has said it is ready to hold discussion in Parliament on NEET paper leak case and other related issues. Talking to media in New Delhi yesterday, Union Minister Jitendra Singh accused Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, of deviating from his earlier demand of having the discussion over NEET-related issues despite government assurance.
It was conveyed that on behalf of the government, I could assure Rahul Gandhi ji that government is ready to have a detailed discussion on NEET related agitation, protest, also on all the other issues related to NEET. When I went back to Rahul ji with this message, he said no, but I also want the resignation of the education minister. Then I politely tried to submit before him. I said, look here, this is not done, because just a few minutes back you told me that if I got the assurance from the government, you would call off your dharna immediately, but now you're saying no.
Earlier in the day, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, along with other party members, staged a protest demanding discussion on the NEET issue. Union Minister Jitendra Singh and Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan met the Congress leaders at the protest site at Lok Kalyan Marg. Meanwhile, in the Parliament, both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha were adjourned for the day yesterday, following repeated disruptions by opposition members over several issues, including the NEET paper leak case yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has vowed strict action against those involved in the recent NEET examination paper leak case and safeguarding the interests of the country's youth. He said the government is taking several measures to prevent such incidents. Mr. Modi said this while addressing the National Democratic Alliance NDA Parliamentary Party meeting, now also known as Mangal Milan, at Parliament House complex yesterday. Talking to media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, during the meeting, Prime Minister Modi called for coordinated efforts by all stakeholders to prevent paper leaks in the future examinations across the country. Delhi police released all opposition leaders, including senior Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi, Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, and Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav, after they were detained on the protest site near Lok Kalyan Marg. They were protesting over the NEET paper leak issue. BJP yesterday criticised Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, for staging a protest at Lok Kalyan Marg, saying that the conduct displayed by him is entirely unbecoming and condemnable. Talking to the media in New Delhi, BJP President Nitin Naveen said that the incident is unfortunate and termed it as a dark day in India's political history. He also said that when the government accepted the conditions of the Congress on the NEET paper leak issue, LOP Rahul Gandhi backtracked from his earlier demand, which reflects his immaturity. Mr. Naveen also appealed to the opposition parties, including the Congress, stating that the government is ready for any kind of discussion in Parliament. He added that the people of the country stand with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. President Draupadi Murmu has called for expanding India-North Macedonia economic ties, urging businesses from both the countries to move beyond trade and forge long-term partnerships based on investment, technology and innovation. Addressing the India-North Macedonia Business Forum in Skopje, President Murmu said her visit, the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian president to North Macedonia, reflects India's strong commitment to strengthening relations. She noted that the current trade volume represents only a fraction of its potential, expressing confidence that bilateral trade could be doubled by the end of this decade. President Murmu identified key sectors for cooperation, including digital innovation and artificial intelligence, pharmaceuticals and healthcare, agro-processing and green energy. She invited North Macedonia to collaborate with India on digital public infrastructure, highlighting the success of the India's UPI platform in promoting financial inclusion. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a two-day visit to Manila in Philippines from today to participate in foreign minister-level meetings under the ASEAN framework, including the ASEAN-India, East Asia Summit and ASEAN Regional Forum meetings. Hockey India has announced a 20-member squad for the upcoming FIH Men's World Cup in Belgium and the Netherlands to be held from 15th of next month. Ace defender and rack flicker Harmanpreet Singh will lead the Indian side. And that is the end of this news bulletin.